America, where do we go from here? On September 11th, 2001, America launched into a new period in her history, the War on Terror. Now the world watches as America withdraws its forces from Afghanistan, bringing an end to this era. Although many will always remember the 9/11 attacks and turmoil that followed, my generation, the future of America, will not. Today we hold a blank slate, an opportunity to write a new outline for the future of America. What will be our new thesis? Every dream starts with a dreamer, Harriet Tubman once said, and America has certainly never run out of dreamers. 245 years ago, our founding fathers dreamt of a government of the people, by the people, for the people. 158 years ago, Abraham Lincoln, along with countless others, dreamt of freedom for all, regardless of race. 58 years ago, Martin Luther King dreamt that every valley be exalted, every hill and mountain be made low. And every day, our military forces and veterans put their lives at risk for the dream of a safer America. So who are our dreamers today? The students writing on this very prompt. The 6-year-old who asked you what democracy meant this morning. Ralph Waldo Emerson once took up his well-worn pen and wrote, "America is another name for opportunity. Our whole history appears like a last effort of divine providence on behalf of the human race. From its conception, America has acted as a precedent for the world, from securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to touching the moon. Our influence has undoubtedly inspired countless others. Because of this position of power among the countries of the world, we must ensure that our image is one to be highly respected." Hundreds of years ago, William of Ockham introduced the theory of Ockham's razor. Essentially, when faced with a problem, the most frequent answer is that which is simplest. Going back to the basics. This is what I propose for America. Going back to the basics. What has been the dream for our country since its beginning? The pursuit of liberty and justice for all. This fundamental necessity transcends time. Mountains will always exist to ascend. New ideas will always exist to be shared. This is what our forefathers envisioned for the country, and they wrote it into our Constitution. But could they have ever foreseen Ruth Bader Ginsburg standing before the Supreme Court arguing for the rights of women? Even though we have reached further than the horizon of our ancestors' dreams, we cannot give in to stagnation. We can see over the hill to an even brighter horizon. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are not what America gives us, but what we give to America. The past few years have been pervaded with political divides. However, the COVID pandemic has taught us the importance of protecting our communities and serving others. Now, perhaps more than ever, the call to unity rings across the nation. We must decide whether we will become the indivisible nation we claim to be and strive for progress and growth together, or use our split opinions as an excuse for inaction. Can we ignore these invisible political boundaries to acknowledge what brings us together? Each American is united by the dream of democracy and a love for their countrymen. Continuing to cancel those of differing opinions leads only to the detriment of the nation. We are the American mosaic, not a melting pot, as Jimmy Carter once declared, and each and every opinion adds value to our identity. What will we choose, growth or stagnation? What will be the first action carved into this blank slate? We are the dreamers of America. The responsibility of upholding the American paragon is ours. We must scale the mountain before us to allow future generations to see the brilliance of the next horizon. We must do this hand in hand, letting the world know America will not be divided.